south and southwest Chicago suburbs to be hammered by massive property tax increases. By Mark Glennon. When even progressive Greg Hens at Crane's Chicago Business writes about the specter of a tax revolt, you know a crisis has been ignored far too long. New tax bills are now on the way to Cook County property owners. The shock will be devastating for many. Details are in the 2023 tax year bill analysis, released last week by Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. Staggering increases are concentrated in the south and southwest suburbs, those south of North Avenue. There, the median residential bill jumped by 19.9% to $6,117. Most stunning of all, in 15 south suburbs, 13 of which have majority black populations, median tax bills are jumping by anywhere from 26 to 122%, shown in the chart. Most of the rest of Cook County, north of North Avenue, came out much better. In the city of Chicago, the median residential tax bill increased by 2.9% to $3,811. In the north and northwest suburbs, the median residential tax bill increased by 3.2% to $7,234. The huge increases in taxes for the south and southwest suburbs is a consequence of it being their turn for reassessments, the Treasurer's report says. In general, those reassessments reflect lower values for commercial properties, shifting more of the tax burden to homeowners. Think about that shift of property taxes from commercial property to residential property. It has mostly been discussed about downtowns nationally and in Chicago. It's what's now widely called the doom loop. It means the downward spiral created as big office buildings lose assessed value because of empty space resulting from work from home. Lower assessed values mean they pay less property tax, thereby reducing the quality of government services and pushing the tax load to homeowners or other taxpayers. The south and southwest suburbs indicate that the doom loop is not limited to downtown in big cities. Big central business get the attention because that's where the problem is biggest, and that's where the available data is concentrated. But the problem extends beyond downtown areas. That self-worsening doom loop process is particularly acute in Cook County because most commercial property is taxed at 2.5 times more than residential property. A drop in commercial valuations thereby imposes an oversized shift to residential property taxes. Chicago's south suburbs have long faced a different form of doom loop that we first wrote about 9 years ago. Effective property tax rates then were already exorbitant, often exceeding 5% of true home value. We have long guesstimated that when rates exceed around 3%, a downward spiral ensues. Facing those rates, new construction tapers off and owners don't make improvements out of fear of higher valuations. The south suburbs were already suffering from that burden, and the new increases will be extraordinarily painful. Many homeowners simply will be unable to pay the higher taxes. That's already a problem in the south suburbs, as the treasurer noted. Although the countywide collection rate historically has topped 96%, her report says 15 south suburban communities have collection rates below 85%, with 5 falling below 65%. We can expect those collection rates to worsen markedly. This is a sad, sad tragedy for many. Salute to Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. Her office has long been a model of candor and transparency.